It's time now for our weekly series profiling people in our community who've died. Today on the Remembrance Project, we hear the story of a Plymouth man and son of Japanese immigrants. As writer Alyssa Eli explains, after personal and historical trauma, he began to use painting as a call to international justice.
Growing up in Southern California, Yoshiro Sanbonmatsu viewed himself as an all-American boy, loyal to family, loyal to country. When Japan attacked the United States in December 1941, Yosh and his all-American friends wanted to enlist.
He saw himself as a patriotic kid, and so that was why the internment was a very big a shock.
February 1942, Evacuation Order 9066, displacing over 100,000 Japanese Americans into internment camps. Yosh told his son, John Sanbonmatsu, that he sought his minister's advice.
And minister's response was, well, I don't understand why they're putting you in these camps. They should just put an FBI agent on every one of you.
The roundups were efficient.
And then they put my family and other families on buses with blacked out windows and drove them to a place they didn't know where they were going to be, which in my father's family's case was post in Arizona. On an Indian reservation.
Yosh lived behind wire and machine gun towers for several months before, through a loophole, he was able to leave for college. Afterwards, still all American, he enlisted in the United States Army, returning to the camp in uniform to visit his mother. Mobility and immobility stood in stark contrast. After the war, Yosh became a teacher in Plymouth. He built sand sculptures for his grandchildren, life-size cars they could sit in. But at the same time, he painted moral art, driven art, activist art about political injustices, the rape of Nanking, the Holocaust, genocide in East Timor.
I think he'd reached a point in his life where he just had to have his say. His paintings were meant to be political. They were meant to knock you over the head, because sometimes people need to be knocked over the head.
Only two of his many pieces were personal. In one, dark barracks sweep across the canvas. A guard tower rises on the left, and below it, actual barbed wire has been embedded into the canvas. In the lower right, an older woman sits in a warm pool of light with her back to us. A noose dangles near her. It predicts what the painter knows, but the woman does not. In 1945, internment ended for Yosh's family, but not racism. Parts of their farm were burned down, and vigilantism followed them.
It was not long after that that my grandmother committed suicide, which haunted my father his entire life. He could never really speak of his mother without tearing up.
Driven by history, his own and larger than himself, Yosh was a patriot to humanity.
Yoshiro Sanbonmatsu died last October in Plymouth at the age of 93. To suggest someone for Remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.